Good morning, Northern Michigan, and welcome to Northern Focus, Q100's community affairs and events program we host each and every Friday through our partnership with Kirtland Community College. Do something today for your future that you can be proud of, and visit kirtland.edu, Michigan's finest educational website. This morning, we're starting the program with Dr. Aditya Naravetla, and we've had Dr. Naravetla on many, many times. But today we're going to speak about prostate cancer awareness. Good morning, Dr. Naravetla. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. This is an area of concern for a lot of men. My father had prostate cancer. I've been dealing with not cancer, but elevated PSAs for quite some time now, and it's something that men really need to take seriously.
Absolutely. You know, let's talk about prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is the second most common cancer diagnosed in the U.S. in men, according to the American Cancer Society. Almost about 1 in 8 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer during one's lifetime.
Well, you know, it kind of came out of the blue probably in the 90s. I know my father had a number of friends who got prostate cancer. Nobody was taking tests or anything then, and they'd go see the doctor and they'd have wild PSA numbers and be dead in 6 months. Obviously, there's been a lot of awareness on the subject, but it's something that a lot of men want to choose to ignore.
I know. You know, it can be a sensitive topic, and also, you know, it can be very innocuous up to, you know, a great degree, and all of a sudden you have, you know, all of these symptoms. Unfortunately, you know, we see patients showing up even to the hospital with, you know, undisclosed or unexplained fractures, and then, you know, we work them backwards, and we find out that it's metastatic disease to prostate cancer.
Yes.
You know, a lot of risk factors are associated with prostate cancer. Obviously, it's only, you know, seen in men. Men age 50 and older are at higher risk. Most prostate cancers are found in men older than 65. Prostate cancer is more common in African-American men. A family history, especially if it's, you know, fathers
right.
and siblings having prostate cancer, is an extremely high risk factor for prostate cancer. Chemical exposure. The Department of Veteran Affairs says that men who were exposed to Agent Orange during the Vietnam War are at a significantly higher risk of prostate cancer.
Doctor, you talk about symptoms here. You sent me some notes. You know, obviously there's a lot of things that you can do in your lifestyle to help prevent, you know, stay in good shape, keep your weight down, don't smoke. You know, there's
yes.
a lot of those.
Yes.
A lot of those things are pretty obvious, but the advanced systems of prostate cancer include problems urinating, less force in the stream, blood in the urine, unexplained weight loss, and erectile dysfunction. Especially, you know, problems urinating, less force in stream, erectile dysfunction. Those are also tied into just. Other things that happen to men when they get older.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, again, innocuous, progressively, you know, you tend to, you know, put them to the side. You assume that, you know, these are just prostate issues that might be, you know, related to getting older. But that could also mean that you could have malignancy or cancer within the prostate. So getting screened, you know, going and talking to your primary care physician. You know, we have a lot of screening protocols now. You know, PSAs used to be the mainstay, but, you know, we've started looking at PSA in the context of family history, in the context of risk factors, plus, you know, physical exam. You know, talk to your primary care physicians. You know, they are the experts in diagnosing and stratifying your risk, and also giving you recommending the screening tools for anyone who has these symptoms.
So very quickly, so PSA is now, you know, they used to have, what do they call it, active surveillance. And
yes.
And that's sort of the protocol that I've been following. But when you're talking screening, What else are you talking about besides a prostate biopsy?
Yeah, it all starts with the prostate exam. If you have symptoms, PSA plus risk factors plus exam, the exam leads to, you know, the requirement of a biopsy. And then based on the biopsy is the final clinching, you know, diagnosis.
Right.
In addition to the other testing. So that's the typical protocol that we go through. When we run these, you know, prostate cancer screening programs, more than the PSA, we tend to do prostate exams to assess for, you know, what's the surface looking like? Is it any different?
Right.
Based on the exam, you know, typically most physicians can recommend, yes, you know, we need to follow through with a biopsy and then look at the pathology and then confirm, you know, the existence of the cancer or not.
Dr. Nerevetla, I'm sure Munson has a number of things on their websites about prostate awareness as well.
Yes, yes, we do. And, again, you talk to your primary care physicians. The offices have a lot of tools. They can give you education tools or material for you to read through, a lot of stuff on the website. The ASPSTF, the Cancer Prevention Society, also has a lot of guidelines published on their website that you can look at, review for yourself, and, you know, subsequently follow up with your primary care physician and discuss what concerns you may have.
Dr. Aditya Nerevetla from Munson Healthcare Grayling, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus, and thank you for keeping us aware of the issues concerning men and their prostates.
Thank you for having me, Jerry.
All right.
You have a great day.
Thank you, sir. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Live in studio with me this morning is Tracy Wilson from NCACU, and Tracy comes in every week in September.
Feels like it.
For Superhero September, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You got your Spider-Man shirt on.
Yeah, I do. Fridays are for superheroes.
Yes, that's right. And the big event coming up.
Big event is coming up next weekend, October 1st, our super main event at Hanson Hills. We have three running events, the Mighty Milers, which they're going to run just under a mile with the League of Enchantment.
Uh-huh.
And then we have the 5K road race and a team event that will also launch at the same time.
Right. So. We're registering folks right now.
We are, and we're a little nervous because our numbers are still low. We need people to get in and register, hopefully today. Our deadline was noon today because we have to order the shirts.
Right.
So we got to give them time to get those produced. So we're hoping to wrap those numbers today, and I'm hoping for just a deluge of people deciding.
Yeah, come on.
Last minute to
come
get
on, people. It's time to unleash your inner superhero.
That's right. Put on the cape.
Because it's all for the children and the Children's Assessment Center, which unfortunately is a very
very important organization in our community, helping children deal with extreme cases of child abuse and sexual assault.
Yeah, you know, it's just very briefly, we don't talk about it a lot because it's a difficult conversation to have, but, you know, child abuse continues to be an issue Northern Michigan.
It's a huge issue.
It's certainly escalated a lot during COVID because a lot of kids were home a lot more and there was a lot of tensions inside the house.
Yep.
Plus, they weren't seeing their teachers and
they
everyone.
They weren't seeing their safe people. Yep, they were isolated at home and didn't have anybody to reach out for help.
So please step up and get over to your local branch of North Central Area Credit Unions and register, or you can do it online.
You can do it online. Stop at our website, ncacu.org, and on the front panel there's a banner rotating, and there's a QR code. You can scan that QR code with your phone. It'll take you right to the ticket platform. You can decide to run the 5K. You can put your kids in the Mighty Miler. The 5K, everybody gets a T-shirt and a medal. It's an untimed event.
Right.
So we don't care how fast you run.
A lot of people are strolling.
A lot of people are strolling. Walk, run, stroll. We don't care.
Right.
The important part is that you participate. The Mighty Milers, group is they'll run just less than a mile around the pond at Hanson Hills.
Hanson Hills.
And then we also have a team event that's $100 for a team of four, so we're hoping some local businesses. I know Weyerhaeuser has been big in that event for us in the past years, and they sent like 10 teams last year.
So
we're looking forward to having them back on board, and we have heard that they are planning that. So throw a challenge out to some other employees around the community. And
get a Rauco and ADJ and all those other people on 4 Mile Road. Come on.
Come on. Support our cause. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And then the last running piece that's out there is the virtual, which means you participate from wherever you are. You sign up. We'll mail you your T-shirt and your medal. And or you can pick it up in the local branch, but you're still participating and supporting the cause.
Or you could just drop into Northland area.
North Central.
North Central Area Credit Union.
There you go.
The best jingle in the business. And make a donation.
Make a donation. We're accepting donations in our branches. Houghton Lake and Standish. And I believe Roscommon as well have hit their goal for donations.
Oh, good. That's fantastic.
Over goal there.
Okay.
Grayling is still bringing up that donation number, so stop in and make a donation. Put your name on a slip and be on our superhero wall for the month. And things are looking good. We have sponsors involved. So we're getting really close to the $10,000 mark for donations so far, and I'm hoping to break that. And 100% of the proceeds go to the centers.
Yeah. And, you know, you're getting your child in the mile or the team event. You know, they don't have to have an issue. Hopefully they
absolutely
don't.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not going to have a big indoctrination about this at the event. This is about kids and families supporting other children in the area.
It is. And then we also invite our local heroes, our law enforcement, fire department, EMS to come out. They'll have Michigan State Police will be there with the K-9 unit. They're going to do a demonstration for the families, and MMR from Mobile Medical Response is going to be there, Crawford County Sheriff's Department.
Yep.
So there's going to be a lot to do, and we've got some games planned and some other activities. So 9 to 12, Hanson Hills, October 1st,
that's
Saturday.
That's a week from tomorrow.
Super main event, and we're hoping to be able to announce that we're donating over $10,000 to the centers.
And I'm sure we'll have you in next Friday.
All right.
Thanks, Tracy.
Thank you.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Well, welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with soon-to-be Sheriff Ryan Swope, a 1 week away from taking over the head mantle here for the Crawford County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, sir. Get sworn in on the 30th, and my official day is October 1st.
That's got to be exciting for you and your family.
We're very excited, but also nervous and all the emotions that come with big change.
Yeah. Who swears you in?
One
of the judges?
Judge Burmeister is going to swear
okay.
me. Okay. Yep.
That's pretty exciting stuff.
Yes. Thank you.
We
are very excited.
Congratulations.
You've had an
entire career in law enforcement. How long?
So I got hired full-time in 2005, but I had started in 2003 on the Marine Division, and I've just done a little bit of everything in my career, anything from school liaison to undercover to detective sergeant, and my current position is undersheriff and now sheriff.
So. Yeah. Speaking of school liaison, we've got Booster Palooza.
Booster Palooza, yes, 2022. We are one day away, and there's been a lot of prep time and a lot of work by the board and asking for support from local people and local businesses, and we're ready to rock and roll tomorrow.
All right. So can people walk up tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Yep. So it starts at 7 p.m. at the Grayling Country Club.
Right.
Tickets are being sold at the door. We're also selling them at the Medicine Shop, Old Dam Party Store, and the Crawford County Sheriff's Office. Tickets are $50 per person. That includes your entry, two drink tickets, and we have heavy hors d'oeuvres, door prizes, and silent auction there.
Usually there's, when we say heavy hors d'oeuvres, we're talking about you will not need to eat before or after.
No, we have plenty of them. So,
yeah.
And I know that the country club always does a great job setting up a good spread of food. So we're excited and we're ready for it. And we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Grayling Youth Booster Club. So we found it fitting to make it 70s themed. So we're encouraging people that can come to dress up in their best 70s attire.
What are you wearing?
I have a large afro. I spent some money on some bell-bottom pants.
You're getting the mutton chops. You're going to paste those on?
I can't grow facial hair that well, so I'd have to paste them on. But I'm just going to go with the afro wig and the bell bottom pants.
Yeah,
so.
Folks, this is a fantastic party. I can't believe I can't go. I'm going to be down in Louisville as soon as I get off the air this afternoon. But an amazing party that we haven't had in a few years. So get out and support it. Have a great time. Bring a few friends because it is one of the great parties of the year that we haven't had in 3 years.
That's right. That's right. And all the funds that are generated, donations and such, go back into Crawford County's youth, whether it be I know a lot of people think that it's just for athletic teams, but we sponsor robotics, band.
Right.
Really any group activity that has to do with Crawford County's youth, we will give them money to support the program.
Yeah, it goes on behind the scenes, but it's so very necessary to so parents don't have to keep doling out of their pockets month after month to have their kids do extracurriculars.
Yes. Yep. And as we all are well aware, in the last couple of years, things have gotten much, much more expensive. And anything that we can do to help Crawford County's youth, we're happy to do that.
Absolutely. Sheriff Ryan Swope, thanks for joining us. I know there'll be a ton of pictures on Facebook, so I'll be keeping my eyes open for those.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Booster Palooza tonight at Grayling Country Club.
No, tomorrow. Saturday.
Tomorrow. That's right. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Saturday from 7 p.m. to midnight.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio with Darcy Bowers and Allie Smith. Good morning. Ladies, that microphone is going to have to be really close to your mouths or nobody's going to hear anything.
I don't know if they really want to hear us.
Well, then what are you doing here? We're talking about Project Graduation.
Yes, we have a 5K color run and 1 mile fun run at Hanson Hills on October 16th.
Okay. So how are people registering for that?
So on Facebook, there is a link to, it's called Run Sign Up. It's what Justin Andre uses for all of his events at Hanson Hills. So if you've ever participated at any, like the Riverfest 10K and things like that, you already have a login. Plus, we have a QR code because we're hoping to draw in some of our students to participate.
That would be good. I'm sure you've already got this stuff out at the schools, but we want to get more than just the students involved or not just the moms.
Yes, as many people as possible. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We also are having a breakfast buffet following it at Tinker's, and participants get 10% off, but that part is open to anybody. So I'm not a runner, so I would not be doing that, but I would definitely be down for breakfast and a Bloody Mary.
I'm a bruncher.
Yes, me too.
But it'll be fun to walk. You don't have to be a runner, so I will be walking as well, and it'll be fun as there'll be a station, and there'll be color that the kids will be, you know, throwing on you throughout the walk.
Oh, really?
Yes. So
what are we talking about, water balloons or?
No, somebody actually told us to use what you use, like put ketchup in if you're camping or that's like on the tables at Spikes and things like that. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, so some of our students are going to be doing that. There's going to be water at each station. Katie Olson has been generous and is donating all the colors for that because her daughter is a senior. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many people, do you know, what's the total number of kids in the senior class this year, do you know?
So, interestingly enough, the senior class this year is extremely small, and they only have 89 kids.
Wow, that's
most
a small...
Most of the other classes run 120 or higher.
Right, yeah.
So they're really small class.
Okay, so we really need to step up for Project Graduation this year. So, and just very briefly, gals, talk about what Project Graduation does.
So
it's kind of a catch-all phrase for everything.
It really is. Project Graduation is to keep kids safe on graduation night. So they graduate, they go, and they have fun with their families and their grandmas and take all the pictures. They meet back at the high school at 7 o'clock, and we put them on buses, and we take them to basically on an adventure.
Yeah, an unknown location.
Yeah, it's super private. The kids, we try really hard to not let the kids know anything that's happening, so it's a surprise for them. So
it's an overnight.
Things in the past, they've gone to
Kokomo's and Saginaw.
During COVID, it was at Camp Grayling because we needed to keep the kids
close. Sure, yeah.
But so that was your, was that Gavin's
year?
Yeah,
two years ago.
And it's just one last time for them to be together as a class before they go out into the world.
Yeah, so it doesn't really have anything to do with prom.
No, it's completely separate.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I know. Sometimes, that's why I said I wanted to make sure that people are clear.
Yep, and only seniors, which is exciting because prom is juniors and seniors.
Right.
But they're dating underclassmen, so it's just their class. And I think them being a small class will make it even better.
I think they'll have more fun and be able to bond together.
Yeah.
And as soon as we go to break here, the girls are going to tell me exactly what they're going to do.
We do have some fun stuff planned for them.
I have no doubt. So once again, the 5K is happening. That's October 16th.
At Hampton Hills.
Okay, so go to Project Graduation on Facebook.
Yes.
And get more information or just sign up.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Okay.
And I believe Hampton Hills has it on their website. The chamber created it like an event on their calendar. So
awesome.
There's lots of places that you can find us.
All right. So get involved, folks. We've got a lot of stuff going on in Hampton Hills the next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Darcy, Allie, thanks for joining us on Northern Focus. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cups and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast.
Viking Sports.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live on the phone with Adam North, who is the Community Outreach Coordinator at The Porch. And we're talking about Porchapalooza. Okay, Adam, explain yourself.
Well, this is this event is in recognition of Recovery Month, Celebrate Recovery Month.
Right.
Here, and this going to be an all-day event of activities aimed at building connection, awareness, and spreading hope. This is kind of a reopening for us of the porch after COVID. Beforehand, this was kind of like a hub for people in recovery.
Right.
With the array of services that we had, and we're trying to reopen that and get that back going.
Tell people a little bit about the porch and where you're located.
We're located at 1010 Garfield in Traverse City.
Mm-hmm.
And the porch is like our hub for our outpatient services. So we offer counseling here. We have a health clinic here. We offer self-help groups here. And this is just a chance to showcase those things. And we also have some fun events planned. We have the Sober Eats food truck coming from Lansing. We're going to have a nature walk. We're going to have a dunk tank, cornhole tournament, euchre tournament, some marathon meetings so people can try the different 12-step and self-help groups that we have here.
Yeah, under a little bit more social atmosphere.
Yeah, recovery, at least for me in my recovery, has been about connection with people, and we're trying to get that back going here. And after the events at the porch, it's going to be followed up with a comedy show over at the City Opera House.
Cool.
We have Sam Miller and Curtis Matthews doing their comedy acts, and it's going to be hosted by Brother James.
Very amusing guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the tickets are available at ccoperahouse.org, $25 a piece. Doors are going to open at 6 p.m. Event starts at 6:30.
And what time? The date again for Porchapalooza is
Tuesday, September 27th.
Okay, so that's coming up,
right around the corner.
Is there any cost for any of the things that are happening at the porch that day for Porchapalooza, Adam?
Absolutely not. It is 100% free. We've got Higher Self coming here, and they're going to be doing Reiki and tarot card readings. We have biofield tuning. Any and all things that we're having here at the porch are completely free.
Do you have a Facebook or website that also is talking about Porchapalooza?
We have our Facebook page, the Porch Community Center, a project of ATS, and we also have addictiontreatmentservices.org.
All right. Adam Neuer, thanks for calling us this morning on Northern Focus and telling us about Porchapalooza, which is happening September 27th. What's the address again on Garfield?
1010 Garfield.
1010 Garfield. Is the comedy show's that night as well?
The comedy show is that night as
okay.
well. Yep. We're going to leave the porch and head right over to the TC Opera House and have a night of laughs and recovery.
That sounds like a fantastic planned event or multiple events. So thanks for getting the word out or helping us get the word out here on Northern Focus.
Well, thank you for helping us.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts and Iron Pig Smoke, delivered us a delicious breakfast. The Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne live in studio with John Worm, who is with 4-H. The Roscommon County 4-H Program Coordinator. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning.
So tell us about Crowd Power.
Crowd Power is our main fundraising campaign for the month of October, and
okay.
that's our opportunity for people to just go right online, and in 2 minutes they make a donation.
Fair enough. Thank
yeah.
you for joining us at Northern Focus. So talk about what the funds go for.
So we have 4-H Exploration Days where they go to campus at MSU.
Right.
We also go to have camps and so forth. Yeah, so a lot of different stuff.
And on top of the fact that 4-H is now free.
Exactly. Yeah.
yeah.
We have free memberships in the last 2 years.
Yeah. So. It used to be, $25?
$20 fee.
Yeah.
yeah.
So now, what's the youngest you can become involved in 4-H?
It's five.
Five
years old. Yeah.
Five to seven
is they just do kind of activities.
Right.
It's just kind of a fun thing they get together, and
mm-hmm.
that really is exciting for
but
them.
But this is not your grandfather's 4-H.
No. We just had a robotics program here just this last week.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So one of our volunteers wanted to do that, and so we put it together.
You've got some notes here for me. 4-H Interstate Exchange Club. Talk about that.
Yeah, that was one of our key things this summer. We traveled to Idaho and just had a chance to do some fun things. They have a 4-H goat packing program, which was really kind of neat. We were up in the mountains, and here it is. Goat packing. All of our lunch was catered in by the goats.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. So, and then we were up in the mountains far enough that there was still snow. So they were making snow angels and throwing snowballs at each other.
I bet you got some pretty cool photos on your Facebook page.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Is that Roscommon 4-H?
Roscommon, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so check that out, and you'll see how much fun they had in Idaho. Where's the do you have next year's trip planned already? Or?
Right. They'll be coming back here, so we'll take them to Mackinac Islands.
The Idaho 4-H'ers
so
will be coming.
That's the exchange part of it.
Right.
But
they interact with your 4-H kids.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. You know, they were together. You get 4-H kids from Michigan, 4-H kids from Idaho, and you couldn't even tell after, you know, 3 or 4 hours that you can tell who was who. They mingled with each other so well.
And then we're always looking for volunteers to help the kids through the programs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's our volunteer base. We love our volunteers, and our system now of getting volunteers in looks so much better. We 3 or 4 years ago, I wasn't so, you know, I was a little hesitant to ask people, but now we've got a good system in place to do that.
So is that as simple as going to the Roscommon County 4-H Facebook and getting more information, or can they contact you? How do they do that?
Yeah, probably just contact me, and then I just send them an email that I have as a template, and it just walks them through all the steps that they need to do that.
John, how do people get a hold of you?
So my email is wormj, W-U-R-M-J, at msu.edu. And then my phone number is 989-275-7177. That's my direct line.
It's a great volunteer program, you know, interacting with kids and nature and some of the important things that kind of get lost in the shuffle in the regular education process.
Yep, exactly.
John, anything else?
No, I think that's, well, we've got a couple of different things coming up that I just, our Family Engineering Educator Night is going on. That's on Facebook, and then and that they get a $500 kit for anyone who takes the training. So
wow.
Kind of neat. And then the Creative Arts Celebration is happening at the RAM Center. It's a statewide training, and we have a Teen Fun Night coming at the Northern Center. We're partnering with Mark down there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Is that in October?
That's in November.
November. So yeah. I'm sure we'll have you back in before
okay.
then.
Okay.
All right, John Worm from the Roscommon County 4-H program. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Jerry Coyne is live in studio with Abigail Davis. Wait a minute. Abigail Davis.
Justin,
I don't know why your name isn't here. You just introduced.
Okay.
Who are the newer owners of Borchers, Kayak and Canoe, legendary canoe facility for Grayling. How long has Borchers actually been guiding trips down the Isabo?
Since 1936.
Please bring that mic as close to your mouths as possible. 1936.
Yes, it's actually the oldest canoe livery in Grayling.
I don't doubt that.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember doing it when I was a kid, when I was up here like 12 years old on Otsego Lake. Let's go down to the Isabo and a tradition that you are stepping into and continuing.
Yeah, we're really excited for it. We're the fourth owners in almost 90 years, and the prior owner said it 30 years.
Wow.
So I'm not saying we're going to, own it that long, but I'm telling you what, after this first year, we're really excited for the next.
You really look young enough, Justin, to own it for the next 30 or 40 years. So were you once worked there as you have all the summer kids that it's one of the great summer jobs to have is working for Borchers. Did you ever do that?
I'm originally from Charlevoix and my wife's from Indiana, and it's actually her parents that used to come up here and stay there for about the last 25 years at either Borchers or Penrod's across the street.
Right.
And we just started coming up here as a married couple and really just loved the place.
Ever been in the marathon?
No, we ask that all the time. We sponsor the marathon. We love the marathon, but no, I have never and probably will never.
No, I'm with you. When we first bought the radio stations, a whole bunch of guys are like, hey, why don't you come on the marathon?
No, I don't.
You guys are way different cats than I am.
Right, yeah. I don't think that's on our bucket list.
No.
So just talk a little bit about your business. I mean, obviously, I'm a small business owner. Is it everything you thought it would be, or did it open your eyes up a lot?
Well, like Justin said, we were here as customers for years and
right.
loved the place. It's certainly different being on the other side of that, being the owner. It's a lot of work, but we have a great staff. We couldn't do it without them. Local high school and college kids, so that's been a huge help to us. But we really enjoy it. We have both the canoe livery, renting the canoes and kayaks,
right.
as well as the bed and breakfast. So there's a lot to keep us busy.
Is the bed and breakfast open year round, or does that? It is.
It is. I mean, we'll close here for a couple weeks, mid October to early November. That'll be kind of hit or miss depending on how many reservations we get.
Uh-huh.
But come first of the year, if we got a good snowpack, we'll get a ton of cross-country skiers like we did when we...
Oh, really? Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yep.
So how many people can stay in the B&B?
So we have four rooms.
Okay.
They each have a private bathroom, which is a big selling
feature. Wow.
Yes. Not always the case with bed and breakfast, but it is here. And then two of our rooms have riverfront views, and then the other two look out over our fire pit area.
Yeah.
So really comfortable.
Yeah. But and plus, it's so close to everything going on downtown. I mean, you can. It's a 1 minute walk to Ray's,
yes.
And it's a 2 minute walk to Spike's, and
right.
So.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah, you know, you got the theater there, so it's kind of a great little getaway.
Yeah, and a lot of people will come in, and because we're the four rooms, three rooms have two queen beds, one has a queen bed with a single pullout. They'll rent the whole house for like a family get-together, a bunch of friends, and then some nights we'll just have four rooms where nobody knows one another.
Yeah, and but still in the intimate confines,
yep.
they get to know each other.
Oh yeah,
they do. They
yeah.
do. And it's, you know, a lot of people will tell us, hey, you know, we were a little nervous about the breakfast in the morning, sitting down at a table with people we don't know.
Right.
But I tell you, most people leave there, either have exchanged phone numbers, business cards.
That's very cool.
And stuff to
yeah.
that nature.
Yeah, a lot of great conversations
oh, yeah.
around the breakfast table.
Who does the cooking?
Mostly, we can both, but mostly this one right here.
Yeah.
And then we have some staff members that do a really good job as well.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not just the two of you following all your guests around.
In the slower part of the season, it is, but in the you know, like right while we're winding down, but in the summer, we have a couple staffers that'll come in a few days a week and do that part as well.
Can they? Is it just basically weekends that they could stay, or?
Any day.
Well, okay.
Yeah, 7 days a week. I mean, we're, you know, we don't discriminate against, you know, those Wednesdays. We get a lot of people, a lot of retirees that say we do not travel on the weekends. We only travel like Tuesday through Friday.
Fair enough. Well, we all know what the traffic's like on 72 on the weekends, so
yeah.
I understand that completely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So is the bed and breakfast under the catch-all of your website?
It is, yep.
Okay.
Yep. You can find everything at canoeborchers.com.
Canoeborchers.com. Pretty simple stuff.
Yeah.
Did we cover anything? You guys got any events coming up before,
well,
like the Splashapalooza, the last time in the river?
Well, we're just winding down. You know, we tell everybody, you know, because we're short-staffed this time of the year, high school and college kids are
right.
pretty much back to school.
Can't do it without them.
We
right.
absolutely cannot.
Yeah.
So please call in advance. We are open 7 days a week right now, but we just so we can make sure there's somebody there for your reservation.
Well, plus, and you got to go pick them up.
That's exactly right. And it's probably going to be me or her, me or Abigail picking you up. So.
Well, congratulations, Justin and Abigail. Great to finally meet you. I know you've owned it for a whole year, but, I mean, like a hair on fire, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it still feels very new.
Yeah, we can't thank you enough for having us on.
All right, canoeborchers.com.
Yes.
Cool. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.
Thank you.
All right. We will be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College Goodies in the Green Room. Come from Cops and Donuts and Greystone Coffee Company in Gaylord, which isn't really open anymore, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Don't rattle my cage. I mean, we're on the air already, and you girls are just moseying along. Come on, Keith. Pick up the pace.
All right.
Welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. One of the guests, probably our most frequent guests in this studio since we've been doing Northern Focus, are the folks from the GPA, and we got Lynn and Judy in to talk about the craft fair. After Junk in the Trunk, I mean, it's always the same schedule, right? We get Junk
right.
in the Trunk, now we got the craft show.
Yeah, right.
So when is that? It's usually October, what?
It is
October
1st. Saturday,
oh, wow.
October 1st.
I thought it would usually be just a touch later, but...
Nope, it's always the first Saturday in October.
Okay. That's a busy day in town we just had.
It is, yes. Yes.
We've got the superheroes going on out at... yep. But that'll give lots of people time to go ahead and do that and then visit the elementary school
yes,
this
right.
time. Because usually we're at the middle... or
no,
it's always at the elementary
always,
school.
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
And there's a hayride from the Harvest Fest downtown going right to the school. You can
awesome.
Get a free hayride.
Fantastic idea. Are there still spaces available for the crafters, or are you sold out?
We do have a few. Not many, but few, and we'll always have a wait list.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do people get a space?
They can look on the Grayling Promotional Association website.
The GP. It's graylingpromotionalassociation.com, right?
Dot
Dot org.
Org.
Okay.
And,
you need to spell it out. It's not GPA.
Right. It is. Correct. Right. And there's an application information. There's our contact information on there.
This is a highly attended craft show. It's kind of like the pre-Christmas purchasing.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Start your Christmas shopping early.
Yes, right.
So that's next Saturday from 10 to 4 at the elementary school. There's a dollar admission.
Yep.
OG.
Oh, yes, I know.
Pull those four quarters out of your couch.
Yep.
50-50 raffle.
Yes.
Then you got the GPA basket raffle.
Right. And this year, the basket is worth approximately $500.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it all just $500 in cash?
No.
$500 in booze?
No. All sorts of good things inside.
No, I'm kidding. And lunch is available, but it's not included.
Correct.
Yeah.
So the school cafeteria puts on lunch for basically minimal purchases.
Sloppy Joe's.
No, it's chili.
Okay, close enough.
Wraps, yeah. Wraps, salads.
Good. And over 60 different crafters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I love that.
Yeah. It's a fantastic event. I know a lot of people anticipate it every year. Like I said, you've got junk in the trunk. Then you got that, and then
Festival of Trees.
Right. All right, so this is all the information, and to see if you can still get a space for the event next week is available at GraylingPromotionalAssociation.org.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Actually, if you put in your search engine GPA, it's going to pop up.
And we have a lot of on Facebook. Flyers on Facebook.
Flyers
as well.
All over town with our names on it, too.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Lynn and Judy, thanks for joining us here on Northern Focus. We'll see you next week at the Grayling Elementary School for craft show.
Super.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Good job. We will be back. See, I rattled your cage. We'll be back after these words from our fine partners on Q100's Northern Focus, brought to us by Kirtland Community College. Goodies in the green room come from Cops and Donuts, and Iron Pig Smoke delivered us a delicious breakfast. Keep your hands off the booze, ladies. Oh, welcome back to Northern Focus here on Q100. We had a very busy show today, but I wrapped it up early, so I'm surprised to say so. I want to thank everybody from Kirtland Community College for continuing to host and promote this program to give a platform to all the worthy causes and things that are going on in the area like you heard from today. And very much just recapping very quickly, Munson Healthcare Grayling is talking about prostate cancer awareness. Get your checkups, men. Anybody after 50, they need to start thinking about this. It is a deadly disease. Adam Newirth called in about Porchapalooza at the Porch. That's happening next Tuesday at 1010 Garfield in Traverse City. Tracy Wilson from North Central Area Credit Union. We got Superhero September and their big event that is happening a week from tomorrow at Hanson Hills. So go to NCACU and register to be in the 5K or the Miler Run or make a donation. Sheriff Ryan Swope was in for Booster Palooza here in Grayling, that big party that's happening tomorrow at the Grayling Country Club. It is a fantastic event. You got to go if you don't have any other plans. Darcy Bowers and Allie Smith were in about their event happening on October 16th at Hanson Hills to benefit Project Graduation. John Worm, please check out everything that's going on at the Roscommon County 4-H program. Abigail and Justin Davis, the new owners of Borchers Asabo Canoe and Kayak, and their wonderful little bed and breakfast. So you can go to canoeborchers.com. And then we just had the ladies from the GPA in about the Arts and Crafts Fall Show happening next Saturday, October 1st. That's going to do it for me. Joe Mama will be in at 10 o'clock for the Magic Bus Show. And then I will be back in for my weekly visit to the for the JC in the Afternoon Show. And but now I'm sliding over to Up North Sports Radio and the Friday Face-Off show. We've got a great show for you today with Keith Gave and Rich Calkins. Here's a little village on the Q. Thanks for joining us on Northern Focus.